sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. A time that calls me from a world of care. And I can go with whatever is in my heart and lay it right there at my Father's throne. And whatever is troubling me, whatever is bothering me, right there, I can make all my wants and wishes known. Anytime, anywhere, any place, any season of distress and grief, right there at that throne, right there with my Father, I can find peace. My soul will find relief. Angels have to get back. The devil will have to go on vacation, because I can get away and just talk to him in this moment, in this hour, this sweet hour, sweet hour of prayer. There are hours of work and hours of play, hours of rest and hours of business, hours of silence and hours of commotion, hours of study, hours of concentration, and hours of sleep. But the greatest hour in every Christian life is when you get together with God and talk about your journey. It's the hour of prayer. And I don't know what's on your mind right now. Whatever it is, it's your prayer. Whatever you feel right now is at rock bottom your prayer. And nobody knows what you are feeling but you. Nobody can see your inner sanction. Nobody can explore the throne room of your soul. This kind of visionary scrutiny belongs exclusively to God. And you know something? The Father knows. The Son knows. And thank God, the Holy Spirit knows. That's why you can go to Him anytime, any place, anywhere, with anybody, and have a sweet talk in a sweet hour of prayer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the glorious gospel hour. It is 12 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and glorious morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Karen Clark Sheard, and it is entitled, He Knows.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Carol, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I done, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm on?
He knows
all about
our struggles.
Hey, he knows. Yes, he does. All about
our struggles.
He knows. Every sorrow that's coming tomorrow, you now put more on.
matters with you.
I almost gave up.
Bet I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Show would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. Glory's Gospel Hour is 29 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to acknowledge one of the celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song that you hear will be coming from Aaliyah Adams, entitled, I Will Love You.
I will love you. time and time again I ask myself, what have I done to deserve such wealth? The price you pay, I can never repay your generosity. In order to save me, in order to save the day, cause the love you place upon harm's way, it's truly beyond me. Left without a word to say, what kind of love would take you there in harm's way? What kind of love would take you there? Down, you came and lifted me. When I was bound, yes, you set me free. Things that you do makes it clear to see. It's all a master plan.
God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. But the reason I do it, There's a reason I'm doing. Cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies. I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.
Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. First news is coming from the Justice Department. The news from the Department of Justice announces expanded rights for same-sex couples. Federal government lawyers must extend to same-sex couples, quote, full and equal recognition to the greatest extent possible under the law, end quote, according to a recent memo from the Department of Justice. In all matters of federal justice, married same-sex couples must be treated the same way as married different-sex couples. The immediate effects of the memo include recognizing that couples in same-sex marriages have the right to decline to give testimony in a civil or criminal case that might violate their marital privilege, that same-sex couples can file for bankruptcy jointly, and that federal inmates in same-sex marriages can be visited by their spouses and receive all other benefits afforded to opposite-sex couples. The decision also means that same-sex couples will be recognized equally in programs administered by the Department of Justice, including the Radiation Exposure Compensation Program, the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, and the Public Safety Officers Benefit Program. That means that the spouses of all law enforcement officers and firefighters are entitled to benefits in the event of death or severe injury in the line of duty. In other news, we have news from the International Olympic Committee. International Olympic Committee doesn't object to arrests, beatings of LGBT activists. On the day of the opening ceremony of the Olympics, Russian police detained at least 14 LGBT rights activists who were protesting in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Some report being beaten by police while in custody. Not a surprising claim for Russia, but the International Olympic Committee has decided it's not worth speaking out about. More than 60 activists were arrested Friday throughout Russia, some protesting for causes other than LGBT rights. But LGBT organizers especially say the police response was so quick, they suspect police had tapped their phones. Quote, we understand that the protesters were quickly released, end quote. Emmanuel Moral, the IOC head of media relations, said in an email to BuzzFeed, quote, as in many countries in the world, in Russia, you need permission before staging a protest. We understand this was the reason that they were temporarily detained, end quote. Four LGBT rights activists were arrested Friday afternoon in St. Petersburg while taking a picture holding a banner that read, quote, discrimination is incompatible with the Olympic movement, end quote. It was not even a real protest, said Anastasia Smirnova, one of those arrested, but rather intended as a private commemoration of the start of the games. As the opening ceremony began at 8 p.m., that evening, police descended on 10 LGBT activists in Moscow's Red Square as they sang the national anthem while holding rainbow flags. Two Swedish nationals in the group were quickly released, but the rest were held for several hours, during which some were reportedly kicked, choked, and threatened with sexual violence. We have one other news breaking from the NFL prospect comes out as gay. Michael Sam, a football player for the University of Missouri and a projected top pick for the NFL, has come out gay. The defensive lineman was named the Defensive Player of the Year in the Southeastern Conference, and he was voted Missouri's MVP. Rumors have circulated that he'll be an early pick in the NFL draft, meaning he may be on the cusp of becoming the first NFL openly gay player. This New York Times profile does an excellent job of highlighting his history as an athlete and an individual coming to terms with himself in a traditionally troublesome culture when it comes to LGBT folks. But his team is completely supportive. This concludes our news segment. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Thank you.
morning, everyone. You are tuned in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 10 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Whitney Houston, and it's titled, You Give Good Love.
Right there. Goodness gracious. That girl fine, man. Look at the... Oh, she just too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good. You're right.
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
Can't get in that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
Come on. tomorrow. Oh, please let there be light. Love. Thank you.
worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you, I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If we keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing a gown, I'm wearing a crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 32 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Cedric the Entertainer.
Thing is like people can't smoke nowhere no more. You get people, need cigarettes being kicked out of society. And I don't know why, because, you know, it's just bad. You know, I guess it's just bad. But, you know, you see people, this is the only thing you can get secondhand that can hurt you, like secondhand smoke. You can't get secondhand drunk. You can't have secondhand sex. Talking about my boy drove, nigga, but, I hit him, but I was the one driving, huh? Used to be cold. I remember all in the old days when cigarette smokers, cats used to have little movies, black and white cat, had a little suits on, everybody be threatening people with, why I oughta? I oughta. All the old entertainers, they were smooth too, boy. Them niggas they be singing. They'll be singing and drinking on stage. You be talking about, where the after party? They be like, I'm at the after party right now. Used to be cold though right there, man. Them old cool cats be smooth. I'm going to take you back to back in the day when cigarette smoking was cool.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Thank you!
It lingered there and touched your hair and walked with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strode that golden path. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. And the summer wind.
Shit. That was that cut right there. Look at everybody be calling in the radio station. Play Summer Wind by, I think it's R. Kelly. The other thing about it, like America, we dealing with a whole lot of stuff. Now, you can't smoke nowhere. You got to, you know, you got to get your stuff together, health program. I'm trying to lose weight. That's the whole thing, lose weight. I got my sexy for the summer program on. I've been doing it, trying to bring bow leg back. Can't have bread. That shit is hard as hell right there, ain't it, nigga? Bread like the new crack, nigga. You be breaking your mama house, stealing crackers and shit, nigga. Look, you be at the restaurant, they be walking past you with them rolls and shit. You be looking at that motherfucker, nigga. I be thinking how I can rob his ass, nigga. I be looking. On a trip, man. You got to go to the you go out, everybody ordering what they want, you on the light fares menu. In the light fares, everybody ordering steaks and stuff. You are like, man, okay, let me get the baby filled green salad with gorgonzola crumbles and caramelized walnuts and balsamic vinaigrette. Thank you. You know what? Fuck it. Go ahead and throw a slab of baby back ribs on top of mine, nigga. I'm gonna have the baby back Caesar. Some people ain't worried about losing weight. They just going doing it the other way. Like the plastic surgery thing gone crazy now. Especially out here. I mean, it's Dr. 90210-6753. I mean, people just, you know, a little nip tuck. Okay, I can understand you might want to do a little thing. You know, but people just getting shit they can now. They getting their eyebrows rotated and shit. Look at that. I've seen a lady. She was at one of my shows. She had her shit pulled back so far. I ain't even know what she was. Her expression ain't never changed. She was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Oh my God, that is hilarious. I'm so sad right now. Same look. She take her scrunchie out here, just face just fall down. Trip, man. And then people can do too much. You know, you got some folks do too much, like Lil' Kim went too much, get over the top. Some people can go too far with it, you know, just start being like human pimp my rides, just doing too much and shit. Motherfucker getting their cheeks done, you know, their elbows lengthened, you know. Getting about 27 tummy tucks. You cannot keep getting tummy tucks, people. You cannot keep pulling this area from here and stretching that from here. You cannot continue to stretch and pull these two areas together, okay? I mean, eventually, somebody going to walk up to you and go, excuse me, but you got some coochie on your chin right here. Go like this. On the other side, on the other side. You got it.
All night long. The only thing that I've been hoping for is for you to go to work, babe. We get it on. smothered in honey.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to pass. Fresh cup of coffee, no. I'd rather have you in my flat. Only thing that's gonna sweeten my tongue. Only thing's gonna last now. Another body, you babe. You don't even have to ask.
Finally, my eyes are open.
Oh, yeah.
About you all night.
Crazy when you love me.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. My life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire.
Table, it's your body, I wanna feel. witness something quite spectacular.
That ain't even a word.
Or should I say spectacular?
Oh, that's better.
So I want everybody to put